Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two people who work with the James River Senior Center. We have Executive Director Maureen Wagenke, and we have Office Manager Rhonda Saar. And Rhonda and Maureen, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thanks, Warren, for letting us be here today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for taking some time. And we're excited to catch up and see what's happening with the James River Senior Center. And there's a couple events coming up that we want people to mark on their calendar. We'll be talking about an upcoming fundraiser for the James River Senior Center, namely the Home Delivered Meals Program. But let's start here with this August 8th, Tacos in a Bag. You guys are going to be serving these up at the Resource Fair, I believe.
That's correct, at the mall.
At the mall, perfect. So kind of a, what can people expect? Tacos in a bag, and they can come and learn more about the Senior Center, I believe, right?
That's right. There'll be a lot of resources there. We'll have tacos in a bag from 11 until noon.
Okay.
And the cost will only be $5.
$5.
And those proceeds, again, are going to the James River Senior Center.
Perfect. Very good.
And the Resource Fair isn't just, I mean, it isn't just about us.
Right.
It's the Buffalo Mall bringing all resources for seniors in the community to the mall all at one time so that they can see what kind of resources are out there for
sure.
them.
So even then, we plug that as well. We want people to be at the Buffalo Mall on August 8th. For this event. They just know that they'll get some tacos in a bag as well. And those proceeds will help out the James River Senior Center.
Exactly.
Right. And we will have $1 rides with our transit.
Oh, fun. Okay. Perfect. We can't forget about the transit program.
So, right. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So, yep. Anyone who wants to go up to the mall that day, they get a dollar ride up and a dollar ride back.
Perfect. And what's the number they can call to set that up?
252-7888.
Very easy to remember.
Right.
7888. Perfect. So circle your calendar, August 8th. Again, the James River Senior Center serving tacos in a bag in the upcoming Senior Resource Fair at the Buffalo Mall. Let's talk about another event that's happening with you guys. September 6th will be the soup and salad luncheon. Rhonda, you have some details on that.
Yep. We're going to try to do a fundraiser, soup and salad luncheon. Hoping to have quite a variety of both soups and salads. The cost, I think, we came up with for this was $7 a person. Yeah. And we're just hoping to have a really good time. We're going to do it from 10 to 1 o'clock at the center. So 419 Fifth Avenue or Fifth Street Northeast. I don't even know where we were.
I get my streets and avenues mixed up, too.
It's the first time we're going to try this. We see a lot of other organizations doing this lately. So we thought, well, let's give this a try. So we're hoping a lot of people will come have lunch with us, support the Senior Center, and, hopefully it's a great day.
Absolutely. Yeah. And being a fundraiser, it's open to anybody. They don't have to have gone to the Senior Center or know anything about it. I think it's also a great chance for them to come and see what you guys are doing over
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yep.
So let's talk about what those funds are going to. We kind of talked a little bit, Maureen and Rhonda, that the Home Delivered Meals Program is such a utilized program through the Senior Center, and that's kind of where the funds are going, right?
Yep. The funds from the fundraiser will go toward our meals program. Congregate Meals also, but we always see the biggest need for support in our Home Delivered Meals Program, so... Yeah.
And now, how does an individual, get to that program? How do they sign up and how do they get involved with that program?
If somebody wants to get home-delivered meals, well, the first thing is they have to be 60 or older.
Got it.
And they have to be disabled or have a limited physical mobility. Otherwise, we encourage them to come to a congregate meal site, which we have three of those in the city. We have the James House, the Gardenette, and, of course, us at the center.
For sure.
And if they're under 60, sometimes they qualify too. But in order to qualify, they have to live in an apartment complex that has a congregate meal site, which, again, right. Gardenette, James House, or with us because we have the apartments above us and right. Legacy. So.
Got it. Okay. And the best way to find out if they qualify, contact you guys.
Yep, give us a call, 252-2882.
2882, perfect. And Maureen, you guys see a lot of involvement with the Home Delivered Meals Program?
We really do, and it grows each year.
Mm-hmm.
It
grows every year.
Yep.
So, perfect, so definitely a need there. A great fundraiser coming up on September 6th, a soup and salad luncheon happening at the James River Senior Center. $7, 10 to 1 happening at the center. Raising funds for that Home Delivered Meals Program. And there's another event, but this one's just for the James River Senior Center, I believe.
Right. We're going to try to have one last celebration of summer and have a picnic. Awesome. And we're going to have that on August 28th at 3 p.m. at the center.
3 p.m. at the center.
We'll have barbecues and root beer floats and watermelon and chips.
Awesome. Perfect. Again, that is for the James River Senior Center, but we want people to get out to the Tacos in a Bag on August 8th, the Soup and Salad Luncheon on September 6th. Marina, Rhonda, anything else with the Senior Center that you want to throw out there on the radio today, or just invite people to make sure they get out and support you guys?
Exactly. And we always want to encourage anyone, if you don't know what we're about, stop in and visit us, because we're a lot more than a senior center. We do congregate meals at our meal sites. We do home-delivered meals. We have a loan closet program where people can rent loan equipment like walkers and canes and wheelchairs and stuff for a very minimal fee. Mm-hmm. $5 for everything but wheelchairs. Wheelchairs are $10, and that's for as long as you need them. That's not a month.
Wow.
That's for as long as you need them. All we ask is bring them back to us in good repair and clean.
Excellent.
So we've opened a cafe in our little senior center now. Okay. So I'll let Maureen talk about that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome to hear about. Yeah,
we just opened a cafe, Charlotte Cafe, and we have breakfast from 8 until 11. And you can go on our website and check out our menus.
Oh, awesome. Is that open to
Open to everyone.
That's awesome. That is fantastic.
And we have free coffee.
Oh, there you go. You've got me there.
In our cafe, it's not open on Mondays. We're open Tuesday through Friday. And every day, it's a specific menu. I mean, we're not like a short order cafe.
Right.
It's just certain days we offer certain things, biscuits and gravy, sausage, patty.
Awesome.
Some days it's breakfast sandwiches. Yeah. Fridays is always breakfast pizza. So
there you go.
And we also try to have something there for lunch too, besides our senior meal. So there's usually sandwiches and chips and dessert bars and stuff.
Ice cream.
Yep, ice cream. So
okay, great.
So yeah, so we're really trying to get that up and off the ground to help support us too. So
for sure. So. Again, like Rhonda said, more than just the senior center, there's a whole lot happening there. And Rhonda or Maureen, if anybody has questions, there's a couple of ways they can learn more. You've mentioned the website and the phone number. Would you mind doing that one more time?
Sure. The website is www.jamesriverseniors.com.
Okay.
And our phone number is 252-2882.
Perfect. Marina, Rhonda, anything else you guys want to throw out there?
No,
I guess the only other thing that we didn't talk about that we can talk about is we also cater.
Yes.
So we cater outside of our building, in our building. We rent our rooms for birthday parties, anniversaries, whatever you have. We can cater that event for you, or you can bring in your own potluck stuff. Can't bring in another caterer, but you can bring in your own potluck.
A beautiful space.
Yep,
A beautiful space. At the James
exactly. So that's the other thing we do. So like I said, most people, they think senior center, they think pinochle and bingo. We're a lot more than that. And every day is a new day at the senior center. Yeah. So
there you go.
So come check us out.
Exactly. Go learn more. Contact them if you have any questions. Maureen and Rhonda, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having us, Warren.